This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. 40 years ago, a coup in Libya brought Colonel Muammar Gaddafi to power. Today, the leader is throwing a massive party to celebrate. Gaddafi is one of the longest-serving leaders in the world, and he has recently opened Libya up to foreigners after decades of isolation. Martin Fletcher is a reporter with The Times of London. He is in the Libyan capital of Tripoli, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me about the celebrations that are planned for today.
Well, he wants this to be the biggest party that Africa has ever thrown. It is, in a sense, a coming-out party, Libya trying to signal that it's regaining international respectability. And it's on a lavish, sumptuous scale. Tripoli has had a makeover, the mother of all makeovers, in the last week. They've planted thousands of trees, painted the buildings, knocked down the eyesores.
And yet I take it there may not be a whole lot of international leaders in attendance at these celebrations.
You've got some quite big egos in the audience, people like Robert Mugabe or Hugo Chavez of Venezuela.
Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe, we should say.
Yeah. Well, last night we snuck into the show and watched a dress rehearsal, and it is pure hagiography. It's all designed for the greater glory of Colonel Gaddafi. It's meant to be a history of Libya, but the 40 years of Gaddafi's reign occupies as much time as the millennia that preceded it.
What do ordinary Libyans who you speak with about this say?
Well, I think there'll be one ingredient that's rather lacking from these celebrations, and that is joy. Ordinary Libyans haven't had much of a say. It's not like the Queen's 50th Jubilee in England, where everyone poured spontaneously onto the streets to express their affection for the Queen. Gaddafi rules by fear. The people here, they're a cowed people. If you ask them about their leader, they blanch. They will do anything but answer, or they'll give you a really cryptic answer. I mean, I asked someone a couple of nights ago, were you excited about the 40th anniversary celebrations? And he thought for a moment, and then he said, well, I'm about as excited as I was for the 39th and 38th.
Tell me about Abdelbaset al-Megrahi. He's the Lockerbie bomber who was recently released from prison by Scottish authorities on compassionate grounds. Do you expect him to play a major role in these events?
He's actually gone into hospital, so he won't be appearing in person. However, last night at the dress rehearsal, to our astonishment, that clip of film of him returning to Tripoli from Scotland appears in the show, which is going to play pretty badly in the United States and in Britain. And both President Obama and Gordon Brown have expressed their disgust at the way that he was given this hero's welcome. And now it's being flaunted again.
When you look back at the last 40 years of Gaddafi's rule in Libya, what kind of change do you see over those decades?
It's a dramatic change. I mean, he was a young army captain. No one had ever heard of him. Chose a moment when the little loved King Idris was out of the country and seized the moment. Gained power for the next 20 or 30 years as the oil money began to flow in. He supported radical causes around the world. Abu Nidal, Carlos the Jackal, the IRA, self-styled African liberation movements. I mean, someone the other day described him rather than less as the Osama bin Laden of the 80s and 90s. And then all of a sudden, he pays compensation to the Lockerbie victims in order to get the sanctions lifted. He renounces weapons of mass destruction, probably because he feared that he would be invaded like Iraq had been invaded. And he makes common cause with the West against al-Qaeda, because the one threat to him is Islamic jihadists. So it's an extraordinary turnaround. But I think there's a tendency, a danger, that people are going to start thinking of him as rather a cuddly dictator. And, you know, he's not someone you would want to invite round for tea and cucumber sandwiches. Stories of his capriciousness and his cruelty and of his sons abound here.
So if he hopes to shift away from this role as the enemy of the West and the sponsor of terrorism, what do you see him shifting towards? What does he hope to become?
It's a good question, and I don't know. There's a lot of things about Libya you don't know. He is utterly unpredictable. One day he'll wake up and he'll decide, we're going to abandon the education department and the health service. There's not a lot of rhyme or reason.
We've been speaking with Martin Fletcher. He's a reporter with The Times of London, and he joined us from Tripoli, the capital of Libya, where celebrations are underway marking the 40th anniversary of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's rise to power. Thank you.
You're very welcome.